From ancient times, philosophers have taught that the human mind can arrive at the conclusion that God exists, independent of any kind of revelation. So if someone's out on some deserted island and has never had any human contact, by their own process of reasoning, they could conclude that God exists. So in that sense, revelation is not absolutely necessary. Every person is built with a mind that can reach the conclusion that God exists. And yet revelation was so necessary because by our own power of our own mind, we can't arrive at any really good, solid insight about the nature of God. We wouldn't arrive at the conclusion that God is love or God is mercy. We could know that God exists, but we needed revelation. We needed God to tell us who God is. And on this Trinity Sunday, we celebrate the fact that God revealed himself to us as a trinity of persons, three persons, and one God. And in this great mystery, which blows our minds, we really can't grasp it fully. In this great mystery, God teaches us something very important, not only about who God is, so that we can ponder this great mystery, but something that's very practical for us in the way that we live day by day. I want to just focus on one or two aspects of what we learn by understanding that God is a Trinity. And the first has to do looking at it from God's perspective and with regard to the issue of salvation. So God the Father could have saved the world without the Son or the Spirit, right? Jesus, being God, could have saved the world on his own, independent of the Spirit or the Father. All three are God. God can choose as God chooses, as God decides. But God chose, in fact, to save mankind, to save us, through a joint effort of sorts. It wasn't the Father acting alone. It wasn't the Son acting alone. It wasn't the Holy Spirit acting alone. It was the three acting as one together that brought about our redemption. It's through the three that we are offered salvation. It is the three in a communion of love through which we have the hope of life eternal. So God didn't want salvation, from his perspective, to be the work of just one of the persons. He wanted it, so to speak, to be a communal effort, a group effort. Now, if we look at it from our perspective, the same is true. Many of our brothers and sisters in Christ believe that a life of faith is just about God and me. It's just this way. Yeah, there's other people that also have their vertical relationships with God, and that's great, and we love them and all of that. But so many people think that their journey of faith in this life is just about saving their own soul. So as long as I save myself, not save myself, but if I do what I need to do in order to be saved, then all is well. That's not what we believe as Catholics. We are members of a body. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members of a community, a communion. And God wants every member of this community to be saved. God wants every member of the body to come to eternal life. But it's not just on an individual basis, see? The church is not just a group of lone rangers that happen to come together. Salvation, from our perspective, is a communal effort. Yes, we need to be concerned about our own, you know, what we need to do in order to enter into eternal life. But if we stop there, we might lose eternal life. Because God didn't create each one of us just to take care of ourselves. God put us in a community so that we can care for one another, most especially when it comes to eternal life. You who are married, did you know that one of your primary responsibilities is to help your spouse get to heaven? That's one of your primary goals in your marriage, is to get your spouse to heaven. Lots of you are looking at each other. And the goal is not to get your spouse to grow in holiness by creating trials and tribulations for them to grow, you know, in patience and charity through. That might be part of it. But your goal is to get your spouse to heaven, and your children, and your grandchildren. The life of faith is not just about God and me. That's an important part, but that's not the only part. If from God's perspective, he chose to bring salvation about by the work of the three persons together, then from our perspective also, we can't be in this alone. We are the body of Christ. We have to be really concerned about one another and really care and love each other enough to care about each other's eternal well-being. We have to be treating one another with love and mercy. We have to be encouraging one another in faith. Sometimes correcting one another, no? That's the hard part. But always being there, supporting one another in this journey through this life. Because even though we really have responsibility for our own growth in holiness and our cooperation with God, we don't want to end up in heaven by ourselves. We want to take as many people as we possibly can with us. So it's a good thing that God didn't leave our understanding of him just to our own reasoning. It's a good thing that God revealed that he is three in one. It's a great gift that he showed us, that he wanted to bring us to salvation by the group effort, by this the working together of the three, because that teaches us something about how we are to live in this world. Our faith is not just a private matter for each one of us. Our faith is not to be something isolated, kept in. Our faith is to help us to grow in love. And love is about looking to the good of the other. And if we truly love, then we want the greatest good for the people we love. And that is eternal life. So my challenge to you today is this. Take a good look at the way you consider your life of faith. The way you look at eternal life. Do you think of it as just kind of a vertical relationship, God and me? Are you always looking also horizontally to your neighbor, your spouse, your family, your coworkers, all the people you know in life, and caring about them enough to speak about the Lord? To talk about faith, to invite them into a relationship with God. This can be a challenge, especially in our cultural milieu, which is so individualistic. We are called to be countercultural in that regard, having true concern for all people, so that we don't end up on that journey by ourselves, but that we take a whole lot of people with us.